Waiting to catch a plane back to the U.S., the Northwest Minnesota Ag Peer Group reflects on the week. These young farmers understand farming is different in Ecuador than the U.S., but not much. One big way it's different is the country doesn't have a strong extension program. NDSU Extension small grains agronomist Joel Ransom is working to change that.
I think the intent was to develop an organism that would allow us to solicit and obtain donations that would allow us to support some of the ideas that we have of improving agriculture and for the smallest scale farmers here in Ecuador. The area that we've been focused on in around Otavalo, many of the growers have never had any interaction with the Extension Service. They didn't have access to documents that showed best practices that taught them how to access seed or fertilizers. No materials that would help them understand how to safely use pesticides. And so, I mean, this work at the nonprofit would help maybe fill that gap.
The Ag Peer Group reflects on the need for better seed storage, knowledge for fertilizer applications, and considering ways to have easier access to water for livestock and exploring minimal tillage practices. To help better educate farmers, it's important to build trust before making changes. Wendell, Minnesota farmer and Ag Peer Group member Ben Brutlog explains.
It's always in the beginning, it's just such a slow process a slow process to gain a farmer's trust. It doesn't happen overnight. You're messing with their livelihoods, so don't see any difference from farmers down there to farmers at home. We're all stubborn. We know what we're doing. We have our ways of doing it, which is all fine. Everyone has different goals, but I still seen the thing that really got me excited was the farming spirit that they had down there was no different than we have up here. And they have a drive. They all have the drive. I mean, there's everyone at different levels of what they're doing. But the people we worked with or talked to just had such a drive to keep on moving forward.
Reporting agriculture's business from Ecuador, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.